This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, quick. Total dollar value of retail sales of certified organic products in the U.S. market in 2022. Go. Nope. Higher. No. Higher still. According to the Organic Trade Association, a record $67.6 billion in 2022, a dollar amount that has more than doubled over the past 10 years. But there are, of course, some hurdles to getting a slice of that market. To get one of those USDA organic seals on their products, farmers and food companies have to pass inspections by third-party certifiers, some of which are private companies, others are nonprofits, some are state agencies. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes drew the short straw of walking us through that process, and she did it at a chocolate factory in Brooklyn, New York.
When Inspector Dovey Napperstick walks through the door of the Rocca Chocolate Factory in the Red Hook neighborhood of Brooklyn, he's hit with a wave of noise and an unmistakable scent.
I feel like every time I'm here, my clothes smell like chocolate for the next few days.
Napperstick works for Natural Food Certifiers, a company that's one of about 75 organizations that can grant the USDA organic seal. He's here to conduct the annual inspection for Rocca to keep its seal.
If you could show me kind of the entire process.
Napperstick is talking to Rocca's CJ Knowles, who shows him where the ingredients are stored. Huge sacks of cocoa beans, giant bins of flour, and a cabinet filled with different flavorings.
Fruit juice powders, spices and herbs.
Then Knowles leads us into a room where many surfaces have a fine dusting of cocoa powder.
This is the room where we actually process down cocoa beans.
Knowles shows the inspector how the chocolate is mixed, molded, and finally wrapped using a vintage machine made of brown metal. He also talks about pest control.
Primary methods are glue traps, lights, pheromone traps, and a mating disruptor system.
To keep organic certification, the company is expected to rely on natural processes and minimize its use of synthetic chemicals. In some inspections, Napperstick will take a sample of an ingredient or finished product and send it to a lab to check what substances are in it. The tour of the shop floor takes about an hour. The bulk of Napperstick's inspection, another 4 or 5 hours, takes place in front of a computer.
There has to be records for every transaction, essentially. We kind of say, like, if there's no record of it, it never happened.
All of the ingredients need to be certified organic. Napperstick chooses one and asks to see its certificate.
So how many products would you say use organic freeze-dried strawberry?
Napperstick is trying to make sure that the amount of strawberry Rocca used lines up with the amount of chocolate it produced. Knowles has to prove the company isn't sneaking in any non-organic ingredients.
It's the where did the mystery strawberry come from exercise.
Knowles' spreadsheets are works of art, keeping track of ingredients, when chocolate was poured, wrapped, shipped. There are tabs, cross tabs, links galore.
Honestly, this is forensic files.
All of this seems like a huge pain in the patootie. But organic certification has helped Rocca court large retailers that understand the power of the USDA organic seal. Nathan Hodge is the CEO and co-founder of Rocca Chocolate.
Very early on, we got into Whole Foods, and getting that retailer was transformational to the business because of the number of doors that we were able to get in.
Hodge says Rocca pays several thousand dollars every year for its certification. Producers can apply for partial reimbursement from the USDA. Certified organic ingredients also generally cost more. All of that shows up in Rocca's prices. A 1.8-ounce bar of chocolate starts at around $6. Hodge says the big disadvantage, though, is that he's met cocoa farmers who produce high-quality beans that aren't certified organic. So Rocca can't use them.
They're using organic practices. You know, there are just some places where it's hard to get certifiers.
The USDA is working with universities to encourage more people to become inspectors. In the meantime, Hodge says he plans to stick with organic certification despite the expense.
The most costly thing would be having to switch over our production line between organic and non-organic.
The USDA notes that the growth of organic certification for farmers and companies has slowed in the last couple of years. That's despite the increasing popularity of organic food. In Red Hook, Brooklyn, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.